Hi, folks. This is Neil Utamsing from FirstRentalProperty.com. Thank you for joining my podcast today. Today's podcast is called Three Reasons Why Buying a Rental Property is Better Than Investing in the Stock Market. So basically, we have proponents of the stock market and we have proponents of the real estate market. Today, it's going to be my position that I'm going to present to you. And the position I'm going to present is that the real estate market is a better investment than the stock market. So there are three major reasons why I think this is the case. Number one is cash flow. Number two is mortgage pay down. And number three is appreciation. So we're going to work on an example together. So if you have a calculator available, grab one right now and grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're going to work together on an example. So as I'm going through the numbers, feel free to work together with me. Okay? So for point number one, cash flow, what we're going to do is we're going to presume that you're going to purchase a property valued at $450,000. Okay? So if you just want to note down $450,000 somewhere, that will be perfect. And what we're going to do is we're going to presume that you're investing in the Toronto real estate market. Okay? And within the Toronto real estate market, to purchase a rental property, you have to put down 20% of the purchase price of the property. So if we take $450,000 and we multiply that by 20%, that will give us $90,000. Okay? So we've got a purchase price is $450,000 and our down payment required is $90,000. Okay? So what we want to also figure out is what the mortgage amount would be. So the mortgage amount would be the purchase price of $450,000, take away $90,000. Okay, so we're taking away $90,000, which is your down payment. And that equals $360,000. So $360,000 is your mortgage amount. So the amount that you would get from a bank or a lender as your first mortgage. So those are three figures that we've got there, which are going to be important as we move forward. So let's presume that this property that you're purchasing for $450,000, let's say that it cash flows $500 a month. So we take $500 and we multiply it by 12 months in a year, and that gives us $6,000. Okay? So $6,000 will be our annual cash flow. Note that down somewhere on your piece of paper. So our annual cash flow. This number will be very important because we take that into consideration later on when we calculate our return on investment or our ROI. Okay, so we've got $6,000 annual cash flow. We're going to jump now to mortgage pay down. So for mortgage pay down, we're going to do a calculation. We're not going to dissect this calculation too much, but it'll be good for our purposes. So we know that from point number one, our mortgage amount is $360,000. So with a $360,000 mortgage, I'm actually typing this into a mortgage calculator. If you have a mortgage calculator, great. You can work along with me. You can pull one online. Or if not, that's okay. Just kind of listen to what I'm saying here. So with a $360,000 mortgage, what we're going to take a look at is we're going to take a look to see what the monthly payments are going to be on the mortgage. So, you know, interest rates can vary all across the board, but let's take an interest rate of 2.5% and amortize over 30 years. So with a $360,000 mortgage and an interest rate of 2.5% amortized over 30 years, so meaning that it's going to take 30 years to pay off the mortgage, your mortgage payments will be $1,422 per month, your monthly mortgage payments. Now, this is going to be important as we calculate the mortgage pay down. So it's important to note that within this calculation I did, and within the mortgage payment, there is an interest and a principal component. And the lender or the bank that you're borrowing the funds from will be able to provide that breakdown for you with regards to what component is the interest from the $1,422 and what component is is the principal, okay? So for our purposes in this exercise, we don't know what it is. So let's just presume, we're making a big assumption here, just for the purposes of this exercise. Let's take half of this figure and let's presume that half is interest and half is mortgage pay down. So $1,422 divided by 2 gives us $711. Okay, so $711 would be our make-believe mortgage pay down on a monthly basis. So what we want to do then is we want to take this figure, $711, and we want to multiply it by 12 months in the year once again. So multiplying it by 12 months in the year gives us $8,532. And I'm just going to double check that. So $711 times 12 months in the year gives us $8,532. So we're correct. So far, we've got, back to point number one in cash flow, we've got $6,000 annual cash flow being produced from this property with a cash flow of $500 per month. We have a mortgage pay down of $8,532. And again, that's assuming that 50% of the mortgage payment is the principal amount. So once again, our mortgage payment was $1,422. And that was taking a mortgage of $360,000 and factoring an interest rate of 2.5% amortized over 30 years. And like I said, once again, we're just making an assumption and we're guessing what the actual mortgage, what the actual principal pay down is with this mortgage payment. And again, a lender or your bank will be able to give you the specific number with regards to what the principal pay down is each month. But again, for our purposes, we're just doing easy math and we're just taking half of the $1,422 monthly payment. We're dividing that by 2 and it's giving us $711. And we're presuming that that's our mortgage pay down on a monthly basis. So once again, the $711 times 12 gives us $8,532. Okay, so that's point number two, mortgage pay down. Point number three is appreciation. So once again, we're using the example of a $450,000 purchase. Now, you know, if you're in the Toronto area, you've been noticing that the real estate market for the past several years has been moving at a significant pace. There's been significant appreciation. But for our purposes, we're going to take a much more conservative outlook with regards to appreciation. And let's take an annual appreciation of 2%. So if we take $450,000 and we multiply it by 2%, that will give us a figure of $9,000. So once again, we get $9,000 by taking $450,000 and multiplying it by 2%. And that we're going to use as our appreciation in year one. So once again, you know, in the Toronto market, you know, appreciation in many neighborhoods, many property classes is far outpacing this 2%. But again, we want to be a little bit conservative, and it's better to underestimate than overestimate. And at the end of the day, if you have a greater appreciation than 2%, that's fantastic. But again, we want to be a little bit conservative here. Okay, so $450,000 times 2%, once again, gives us $9,000. So, and that was point number three, appreciation. So just to recap, we've done a calculation for cash flow, we've done a calculation for mortgage pay down, and we've done a calculation for appreciation. Our figure with regards to the cash flow was $6,000 a year annual cash flow. That was taking $500 a month that the property is producing. So the net monthly cash flow of $500 times 12 months, which gives us $6,000. In example number two, our mortgage pay down is $8,532. And that is taking $711 times 12. And again, we get that $711 from the mortgage payment of $1,422. and we get that mortgage payment of $1,422 from taking a $360,000 mortgage. So again, our purchase price of the property was $450,000 minus a 20% down payment at $90,000 gives us $360,000. And that's what gave us our $1,422 a month monthly mortgage payment. And we took just an arbitrary interest rate of 2.5% amortized over 30 years. Okay. And in our final point, we have the appreciation of 2% on a $450,000 property, and that gives us $9,000. So now here's where we calculate the return on investment and why, you know, I feel that the return on investment that you can obtain in real estate is far superior than the stock market because you have essentially three avenues where you are obtaining a return. And those three avenues are the three points that I pointed out: cash flow, mortgage paydown, and appreciation. So you're not only relying just on the cash flow of the property that's being produced, you're actually relying on three separate areas. So now to calculate the ROI, what we do is we take the three figures, so the $6,000, the $8,532, and the $9,000, that we've calculated, and we're going to add those up, okay? So if you have your calculator handy, we'll take those figures. So $6,000, we're going to add that to $8,532, and we're going to add that again to $9,000. So if you've added those three, you should be getting $23,532. So we're just going to double check that real quick here. So $6,000, once again, we're going to add that to $8,532, and we're going to add that once again to $9,000. So that gives us $23,532. Perfect. So now what we're going to do in our final calculation is we're going to divide this figure, $23,532, so the money essentially that you've made in year one of owning your investment, and we're going to divide that by your down payment. So your down payment was the $90,000 that you invested into this property to purchase it. That was your 20% down payment. So if we take this figure, $23,532, and we divide it by $90,000, that gives us 26.1%. Okay? So that's a 26.1% return on investment, and this is in just year one. So as you can see, it's quite a high return on investment when you compare it to other avenues in which you can invest your money, especially other avenues such as the stock market. And again, the reason why investing in real estate and buying a rental property is better, in my opinion, than investing in the stock market is because you kind of have a three-pronged approach with regards to how you're obtaining your return. You're obtaining your return via your cash flow, you're obtaining your return via your mortgage paydown, and you're obtaining your return via your appreciation. So once again, a 26.1% return on investment in year one, and that's purchasing a $450,000 property. And again, the example we used was in the Toronto area, and that's very feasible to do with regards to you know, different property types. Condos are very popular. Detached homes are a lot higher in price now. So, you know, that price point, you could definitely find you know, freehold and detached homes around that price point. It will be a little bit more challenging, but condos for sure, you can find it in that price point. And there you have it. So those are the three reasons why buying a rental property is better than investing in the stock market. You've got your cash flow, your mortgage pay down and appreciation, which all contribute to your return on investment. And you have a 26.1% return on investment in year one by investing $90,000. And in year one alone, you're making $23,532. So a pretty good return on your capital, if you ask me. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Once again, this is Neil Utamsing from FirstPrintedProperty.com. Take care. Bye for now.